Our seventh meditation, Burial of Jesus, from John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came down and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who had earlier visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. We see, as Michelle has done such a tremendous job with the reflective pictures throughout the service today to help provoke our thought, to help provoke our meditation. This is a picture of Jesus getting ready to be laid in his tomb. A tomb that we refer to as our final resting place when we put someone in the grave. The tomb represents to man the final resting place for Jesus. Joseph and Nicodemus, two influential men. Joseph, we know by the scripture, was a rich man, but Nicodemus, we can infer the same. He was a tax collector. They had great wealth and influence among them, and yet they held a secret. Their secret was they loved Jesus. They were followers of his. And yet they too, just like Peter, as we've heard, they too did not necessarily want to be associated with him at this time. But I would say within this lesson, within our narrative today, Joseph and Nicodemus stepped out the furthest. They went to Pilate. Joseph went to Pilate. Who could go to Pilate? Not just anybody could go to Pilate. Someone of great influence could go to Pilate. Joseph. And Joseph went to Pilate. And he said that it's soon to be the holy day. Please let me have his body so I can put it in a tomb. And with that influence, Pilate, we're told in the Gospel of Mark, called the centurion forth to confirm that Jesus was dead. And when he was told that Jesus was in fact dead, he granted Joseph his wish. Nicodemus, 75 pounds of spices and aloe. It had to be a tremendous cost to do this. Why were they doing this? Well, first off, they wanted to get the body off of the cross so it would not sit there for the next 24-hour period when it couldn't be touched. And they wanted to give it a proper Jewish burial. But they were doing it in secret. Remember this. They were doing it in secret. They put the spices and the aloes on the body. Now, these served two practical purposes. One was a practical purpose and one was a spiritual purpose. The practical purpose was, in this day and time, as we already heard earlier, it could be 100 degrees and by 9 o'clock, we wanted to make sure that as people visited a tomb, that the smell was not too bad. That was the practical, physical side. But the spiritual application for the Jew at that point in time was they were getting ready to meet their Maker. And the fragrance was to represent the type of life that you had. Nicodemus and Joseph were affirming the life of Jesus was good and pure by this amount of spices and aloes that they were putting on him. They wrapped him in linen, which was part of the burial preparation. The linen that they wrapped him with, the grave clothes that we hear about later on Sunday, the grave clothes had no pockets. Because for the Jew, the grave clothes represent that you came into this world with nothing, and you leave this world with nothing. Therefore, you had no reason for pockets. I thought that was pretty interesting. Michelle, would you go back one slide? That was a powerful imagery to me. The death of Jesus on the cross. As we know, the whole sky turned black. There was an earthquake. Because Jesus hung on that cross. But something else was hung on that cross that day. It was our sins. So therefore, go back. Come on now. Something else was buried in that tomb too. Our sins were buried in that tomb. You have heard it said that on Sunday that tomb was empty. That's not quite right. Because the narrative also tells us the grave clothes were wrapped neatly, folded, and laid. Yes, the tomb was empty of Jesus' physical body because of his resurrection, his physical resurrection. His body was resurrected. But those grave clothes that wrapped his body, that represented our humanness, remained in that tomb. What was meant to be Jesus' final resting place was the beginning of his great victory. Amen?
Amen.
What was meant to be his final resting place was actually the beginning of our new life. Our reconciliation with God, our Father. No more separated from Him, but able to approach Him boldly. Because the final resting place was our beginning. It is a final resting place. It is a final resting place of our sin. The question that I would like to leave you with is, why do we insist on going back to that tomb and grabbing those grave clothes?